Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Abby Rasmussen. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And this is sort of an annual event. I'm not sure how many years it's been going on, Abby, but it's time to celebrate fall in Exira.
It is. I think the weather's going to be great, and we're excited to have people come to town.
And you always have a whole variety of things planned. First thing I want to talk about is I noticed you have something called the Tailgate Zone. Where is that located, and what's happening there?
Yeah, our Tailgate Zone started a couple years ago, and it's on the east side of our city park. We've got a beer garden for one, so maybe some of those guys out there that are coming along with their wives to shop all day can hang out. And there's a cornhole tournament, a bags tournament, I guess, and there's cash prizes, and we'll have games playing on the radio. In that area, we're also going to have a chili contest. People can bring a crock pot of their favorite chili to be judged by the public from 1 to 1:30. And then also, we've got a scarecrow and pumpkin contest. So we've got two age divisions for that, and people can bring their best scarecrow or carved pumpkin to get judged, and can win some cash prizes as well.
Okay, lots of ways for people of various ages and interests can do something at the Tailgate Zone. I wanted to go back to mention the beer garden. And beer has become, you know, more than just drinking a beer, I think. It seems like to me, I hear a lot of people talking about the home-brewed beers and different flavors of beers. Will there be some of that available? About beers of different flavors? I'm not sure where Abby went. Are you there, Abby? I don't think so. Well, I'll just sort of move on here until we see if we can get Abby back with us. But according to the news I received, it's called a variety of fall flavored beers that are going to be there, Abby.
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you the best.
Okay. In the beer garden.
I
understand that there's something called fall flavored beers. Are there going to be a variety of different kinds of beers there?
Yeah, we've got some lemon-flavored, apple-flavored, root beer-flavored beers. So, yeah, trying to go with the theme for the fall festival.
Okay. Now, you said you have a chili contest. So mm-hmm. Do people have to sign up for that ahead or just show up?
That morning, if they can just have it there by 12:30 and to sign in quick. And then, like I said, judging will be from 1 to 1:30, and then the public can vote on their top three chilies.
Okay. So is there judging in addition to the public?
Nope. It's
just
for the chili contest. It's just public judging.
Okay. Well,
yep,
that's so probably the...
Bring all your friends and family.
Probably the best kind to have the general public just tasting and deciding. And then tell me a little more about the scarecrow and pumpkin contest. You said there's two age divisions for that.
Yep. We're going to do an age group of 12 and under. So any kid that wants to enter that's 12 and under will be in one category. And then we're going to do a 13 and up. And again, it can be carved or painted. Any size pumpkin just needs to be there by 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then we do have judges from the community that will be judging that at 11.
Okay. And, of course, part of the fun, a lot of the fun then, is for the rest of us who aren't entering, is to come and see all that creativity, both in the pumpkins and the scarecrows. Might give us some ideas of things we'd like to do.
Yes. Certainly come and check those out. There's going to be things throughout town. We've got lots of activities and vendors in the park, around the park, including a hay rack ride, which is free. We've got a children's train, a children's petting zoo will also be on the west side of the park. We've got vendors filled in the rec center and our Lions building, as well as our old city shop. So there's going to be, you know, businesses that are going to be open downtown, so there's lots to see and do in Exira.
You folks have really been busy. Let's talk just a little bit about, I understand the whole event is initially sponsored by the Exira Community Club and Business Group. Tell me a little bit more about that group.
Right. So the Community Club, our main event is the 4th of July celebration every year. So that's our big focus. But we do lots of different things. We do a Christmas tree lighting. We're the ones that help line up the big tree in the middle of the street on Main Street in December. And then our business group is kind of like our local chamber is what you would say. So we support any sort of businesses in town, and that is the group that really does a lot of the planning and preparation work for the fall festival. Okay.
But it sounds like there are also a lot of volunteers who are not necessarily business people, but just volunteers who want to make sure that something's going on in Exira.
Exactly. There's a lot of people that like to see this event and like to showcase the town and what we have to offer.
And you have a really nice park, and there's some, but I'm not sure, there's a splash pad kind of thing happening, you're trying to raise funds. Will that be in the park, or is that located somewhere else?
That's going to be located down in our Legion Ballpark, is where the future site of that will be. So, yep, I'm sure they'll be there fundraising in the park as well, though, on Saturday.
And then some others that are raising funds. You know, as I read through the list, Abby, it says to me, Exira's doing things. You know, there's a lot of projects going on. One is for the Exira Public Library.
Yeah, the public library is always looking to expand their programs and what they can offer our citizens. So they're always doing a little fundraising. They've done some neat programs in the past for the kids as well as adults. I know they have an adult coloring class that they offer, and they painted mugs a while ago, and just always a lot of fun things. So we're happy to have them on Main Street as well.
Okay, and of course that just adds more variety of the activities that are going on for Exira's Fall Festival. So food, we have to talk about food, Abby, because there's no event that's complete without food. So we're going to have lots of choices?
We're going to have lots of places to eat, yes. Starting in the rec center, we're going to have our traditional, the community club puts the homemade chicken salad croissant, as well as the gourmet desserts. I think we've got 5 flavors of coffee lined up, as well as hot cider. So that'll be going on in the rec center. And then in the Lions building, I know they're going to be serving a hot meal, and I think they always make some great homemade pies to go with that. There's also, I know, the Christian Church is going to be serving, I think, hamburgers and chicken sandwiches, I believe, in the park. And then, you know, you're going to have lots of other food vendors with, you know, the caramel corn and things like that. So lots of fun treats.
You're making me hungry, Abby.
I know. Is it lunchtime yet?
Yeah, because there's just so much to choose from. That's just one of the big choices you have is what you're going to eat. And of course, some of that you can take home, the desserts you probably could take home, and popcorn and so on and so forth. Now, you mentioned 2 different locations in addition to the park, and I know people in the Exira area know about this, but maybe some other people don't know. One thing you mentioned was that some things are going on in the rec building, others in the Lions building. Talk about the locations of those 2.
Our rec center is located just 1 block north basically of our city park on Jefferson Street, so you know, the roads will be blocked in some of that area, so it'll be easy to find. And then the Lions building is just directly across the street to the north from our city park, as well as the old fire hall that I said would have some vendors in as well. So pretty centrally located in town.
Okay. And is Lions building what I used to call the community center, right on Main Street, correct?
I grew up knowing it as the Wags building.
All right. Yes, that was another name. Yes.
Yep. But
just kind of changed ownership. Yes. And as I recall, and you can correct me on this, that you have in the Lions building, not during the festival, but other times, there's a bingo going on throughout the year?
I think they have had bingo. I don't know how recently they've done that. And I know that there's been talks with the community club of maybe, you know, doing some of that too, to bring that back to town.
So we kind of need to keep up to date with what's going on in Exira, because there's always something going on. So, you know, we really haven't talked about time. What time is the earliest event starting on this Saturday?
This Saturday, everything kicks off at 9 a.m. So the doors will be open to all the buildings, and the vendors will be ready to showcase all their goodies to you at 9, and then we wrap things up at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So.
And if we want to enter the chili contest, we need that there by
12:30.
Yep. And the entries for the Scarecrow and Pumpkin contest need to be there.
Need to be there by 10.
Okay. So does Exira have a website?
We are working on that.
Okay.
You can check us out on Facebook, though, for the Exira Community Club on Facebook. And we do have details there, and we have the whole flyer there that shows all of our wonderful sponsors and all the activities are on there.
Okay,
so,
good.
And
great,
find us on that.
Yeah, great place to check things out then, Abby, because there's so much going on. And we've talked about a lot of different things here this morning. So if you want to check them out, go to Facebook. Okay, we want to thank you very much, Abby Rasmussen, for visiting with us about Exira's Fall Festival. And until next time, here's a thought. Keep your friends close and your snacks closer.